of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known that saying which had come to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Well, the sermon this evening will be relatively brief and more in the form of a meditation than a sermon. This passage is an interesting one because it's written by Luke. Luke is the only Gentile author in the New Testament. Every other author in the New Testament was Jewish. Luke was a doctor, highly educated. In fact, it's said that the first chapter of Luke could be a PhD thesis in Greek. The Greek in it is that excellent. So the man who wrote this, Luke, a doctor, highly educated, wrote it in a form different than the other Gospels. The other Gospels were written by people who were probably with Jesus when the Gospels were written. Luke probably was not. So what Luke has done, and he says this in the beginning of his Gospel, is he has assembled the story of Jesus Christ through time. In fact, he goes on with that story in the book of Acts. Luke and Acts are actually two letters, two parts of the same story which Luke tells. And Luke himself, in fact, becomes a participant in this in the book of Acts when he becomes an active member of this story and actually tells about himself. What's interesting in the story here is Luke's care in telling the story. And the question that arises both in reading this passage and in reading the earlier one where Mary goes and visits with Elizabeth and the babe, John the Baptist, in Elizabeth's womb leaps when Mary comes into the room with Jesus being carried in her womb. So the babe John the Baptist, leaps when Mary comes in to see Elizabeth. It's been said by critics of the scripture that you can't really believe the stories that are told, particularly by Luke, because he wasn't there, and he just assembled a bunch of tales, probably the stories that were traveling around in the church at the time. But this idea that Luke would be an assembler of tall tales doesn't fit very well who the man Luke was. Highly educated, taking great care to set down an accurate record of what has happened. And in all likelihood, when Luke began to put his gospel together, Mary was still alive. And in fact, if you consider both the story of Mary and Elizabeth together, and this one where Mary and Joseph were brought to the manger, the only person who was present in both of those stories is Mary. And so it's highly probable that Mary is the one who told both that story and this one to Luke. In fact, the words in here, this translation is a little different than the one I read, says, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. These are the words from the shepherds. And the shepherds have seen the angel. The shepherds, the lowliest of people living in those days. The angel didn't come to a great king. The angel didn't come to the high priest. The angel came to a shepherd out on a field, a humble position, and said, your Messiah has come, your Christ has come, and told them where to find this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, which were bands of cloth that mothers in those days used to wrap around their infants. In fact, they still do in the Middle East. They're believed by mothers to hold the infant's organs in place while the infant grows. Bands of cloth called swaddling clothes. And they're told that they'll find the babe lying in a manger. Well, a manger is a feeding trough. So this is a very unusual thing for these shepherds to be told. And they go down into Bethlehem, which was the city of David, where David was born some 1,000 years earlier. And sure enough, they find the babe lying in a feeding trough, in a manger. And they come and worship him because they've been told by the angels and then had it glorified by a heavenly host after the telling that this little baby would be found lying in a manger and this is their Messiah. Commentators on the Bible today believe that this story was told by Mary to Luke. And the sentence which gives them that hint is this one. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Because that's the comment that a person would make about oneself. Even if you were a witness, even if you were Joseph present there, or if you were a shepherd who told this story to Luke, you wouldn't likely have said, Mary treasured these in her heart and pondered them. You might say Mary was happy to hear what we said. Mary was not surprised to hear what we said. Mary was glad. She was a wonderful mother. But likely only Mary would have said about herself that she treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. And so what we're probably hearing here is the voice of Mary telling the story of the birth of Jesus and then the arrival of the shepherds thereafter and their telling of their encounter with the angels when they were out in the field. And so in the same way that Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart, I think the calling on us tonight is to treasure all of these words and ponder on them in our hearts. Amen.